For more from the Senior Bowl, let's head back to Mobile and bring the man you just heard, Raiders head coach Dennis Allen. Dennis, welcome to NFL AM.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Dennis, what is it like getting to coach some of the top prospects in the 2013 draft?
Well, it's fun. You know, it gives us a great opportunity to get a chance to know these guys, not only to get to know them on the football field, but it also gives us an opportunity to see what they're like behind the scenes. And I think that's the specific advantage that we get in being able to coach these guys throughout the week.
Now, Dennis, last year when you came into your first season, you came into a situation where you had a small handful of draft picks in a very unfavorable salary cap situation. Now you have more picks and more flexibility. Where do you think this team needs to strengthen itself the most?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think we've got a lot of areas that we've got to improve on. You know, specifically, I think we've got to really work to improve some things defensively to give us an opportunity to play defense the way that we want to be able to play defense. I think there's some pieces in place. Obviously, this year, we're not quite as hamstrung with the draft picks and the salary cap, so we're going to have a little more flexibility to make a few more moves and do a few more things to help us from a personnel standpoint with our team.
Well, one of the key focal points of your personnel is a quarterback, and what is Carson Palmer's future with the team, and have you seen enough of Terrell Pryor to actually give him a shot at winning the starting job?
Well, I think really what we're looking at there, I think we're going to have some competition at that position. Carson Palmer did an outstanding job for us last year. We feel really good about Carson at the quarterback position moving forward. And obviously, we want to create competition at all levels of our team, offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. I think the more competition that you can create, the better your football team's going to be. So, you know, we're going to look at that as we're moving forward. But I feel good about Carson. Terrell did some nice things in the final game of the season last year. And so it'll be interesting to see how he does as we move forward.
Coach, Mark Kriegel here. What has been the reaction from the Raider organization,
Mark,
and Raider Nation in regards to Tim Brown's comments claiming that Bill Callahan sabotaged the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, I really, we've been down here in Mobile, and I don't know that I've gotten real sense from the whole organization exactly what the feel is there. I know this. That was a long time ago. I wasn't here, part of the organization, so I really don't. It's really hard for me to really speak on that, you know, in that situation.
Well, you're probably luckier in Mobile then. Coach, you brought on Tony Sparano. It didn't work out in Miami, and he only lasted a season with the Jets. Why hire Sparano, and what can he do to help your running game?
Well, I think he's an outstanding football coach, first and foremost. You know, I've got some really close friends in football that speak very highly of Tony Sparano. And really, when I got a chance to watch him, the thing that most impressed me about his time in Dallas, about his time there in Miami, you know, is that he always had some tough football teams. And that's the thing that I think that he can bring to our team, to our offense, is a sense of toughness, you know, as well as a guy that he's been through it. He's been a head coach in this league. He's been a coordinator, so there's experiences that he can help us all through.
Hey, Dennis, with some of the on- and off-field issues with linebacker Rolando McClain, does he have a future with the team?
You know, I think right now he's part of the football team. He's on our roster. We'll let that play out as the offseason goes on.
Also, have you done anything to lock in your offensive coordinator?
Say that again?
I'm sorry, Dennis. Have you done anything? Have you hired or found an offensive coordinator yet?
Yeah, we hired Greg Olson as our offensive coordinator. Greg's an outstanding football coach. He's a great football mind. Again, you know, when you go through and you talk to the people within the National Football League and guys that I respect, he was a name that continued to come up to me. And when we went through the interview process, I was highly impressed with him. And just his thoughts and his philosophies about how he wants to operate the offense and thinking about really trying to fit our offensive scheme to doing some of the things that our playmakers do the best. And that's something that I look forward to.
And speaking of those playmakers and bringing Greg in there, how do you think his ideas mesh with incorporating Darren McFadden into that game plan?
Well, I think that's one of the things that we're going to look at when we get back to Oakland is we're really going to look at the things that Darren McFadden does really well, and we're going to try to ask him to do those things as much as possible, limit the times that we ask him to do some of the things that, that he may not be as good at. You know, all of us as players have strengths and weaknesses, and we want to try to play to our best players' strengths as much as possible.
Well, Dennis, enjoy the rest of the week coaching and scouting some of those players down there. We appreciate you taking out the time once again to have us to be on our show here at NFL
AM. Take care, Coach. You know, Steve's upset he didn't get that OC job.
Hey, guys. Hey, I appreciate you guys having us on, all right? Thanks a lot.